I've been thinking this week of a subject, our mental diary. Is there anyone here that keeps a diary, that posts daily in it? And probably to the young people, you may think a Facebook post daily is part of a diary, but it's not. The old timers, Sister Vicki, you do it? Can you tell me how far back can you go? Dennis, how far back do the books go? So there are people that will post daily. Here's what happened today. And it takes discipline. You talk about discipline. It's one thing for me to get a book and say, I'm going to write down everything that happens in a day. I even did it for a diet. You know, I said, okay, I'm going to write down everything I ate for a day. You know how many days that lasts before I put the book up? Okay, we're back. We're talking about diary, though. So I have on my phone a thing that comes up. I think it comes every week. It says, you have this much screen time this week. You have been on your phone this many hours this week. Well, what I'm thinking about for today is this diary, a mental diary that each of us have, whether we think about it or not. And it's like a book on a bookshelf. Each book has a compartment of the thoughts that I've been thinking. And what about if we did it this past week? If we were able to go back over the past 7 days, where have my thoughts gone? If I were going to put them in books like a library, what would be the biggest one? Have you had a worry? You ever have, probably every one of us have, you ever have something happen and you think about it? And if you could go back over the past week, I don't know how many hours are in a week, but you could find out, you know what? It ate up a whole lot of my time just thinking about it. And we're not talking about sinful things. We're just talking about things that could encourage or discourage us. I remember Sister Rich had a message about ruts. You remember that message? We ought to pull it back up sometime. I need to listen to it again. Because our mind can get a rut. I've gone this, I've had this thought pattern. And again, throughout this whole thing, we're dealing with every one of us want to make heaven our home. So we're not dealing with, okay, the sinful things I'm having, I've got a rut here. No, just discouraging things that can come to my mind. And I think she even mentioned it like a scratched record. You remember the old records? It's playing along good. And all of a sudden you start saying, wait a minute, I've been hearing the same thing for the last little while. It hits a little scratch and it goes right back and does the same thing over again. What do we do? Because God is able, you know what? God knows all of our thoughts. I'd like to start with a verse over in Psalms 139 and 1 and 2. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down sitting and my uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. And you know, I want us to see this verse not as God is looking to see if he can nail us on something that we, discouraging thoughts that we've been thinking, and he says, you shouldn't have been doing that, and it's whipping coming. But instead, that he wants to help us, you can move from this book that you've been spending time building things from your diary, your thoughts for the week, and you can move them over into another. If I were to look in my mind, my thoughts over the past wow. What's the largest book in the library? The one that has, just this past week, what has taken the most time of my thought pattern this week? If I were to think of it as it's a book, and I go back to that thought again and I add another page to it, you know, it could be something as simple as somebody did me wrong. You know, this thing about the scam There are so many opportunities out there now to be scammed. I had on at work, they're telling us, you know, okay, you need to upgrade the computer. I know very little about them anyhow, so if they say upgrade it, I say, okay, when I see upgrade, I'm going to get it. Well, then it comes along and it says, you need to change your password. And I say, okay, if it says I need to change the password, I need to change the password. Well, you need to put in your old password. Well, I call Ron and he says, oh, don't touch it. He said, we're having trouble with people trying to get in. So you look at all these things, and my thinking is, here's the direction something needs to go. You ever had somebody do you wrong? How big could that book get in a hurry if you put hourly paper into it? It can build up really quick. Which books bring glory to God at the end of it? What if I were able to take, I have this trouble come into my life. You know, it could be the scam. What if I actually did get scammed and lost a lot of money? You know what? That could become a book of me thinking about, spending a lot of time thinking about, somebody did me wrong. And at the end of it all, I'd have to say, did this bring glory to God? You remember, if I read about the first chapter of Job, did his first chapter bring glory to God? It surely did. He had some wrong done to him. And you don't think he had thoughts like we all do, thoughts that entered his mind when he sees another messenger coming and he just heard that this group stole all the camels. Here comes another. And after about the third one, and he sees the fourth one coming, he just knows here comes more trouble. But he was at the end of that chapter able to take the books that he could have built from, he could have had a long time of memories, thoughts that he was putting in on what everyone did to him. And instead, the Lord gave and the Lord took away. Yes. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He was able to change the books that he could have built. You know, Joseph could have sure built some books of thoughts of people had done him wrong. You know, he could have spent years thinking about the woman that caused him to spend time in jail, and it could have ruined his opportunity to be ready when God called for him. But instead, what did he do? He built some books in a way. I was thinking, when he went into prison, he could have said, I'm turning everything in on myself. I have nothing I can give to someone else. But instead, he could look around enough to see some other prisoners come in and be willing to help them with the dreams that they had, willing to make a difference there. So I'm interested this afternoon of looking at some scripture. And if you have your Bible, I'd like to give out some verses and let's read them together. Because you know what? The Bible has a lot of answers for us. In Isaiah 59 and 19, I want to just use a little piece of that verse to start with. When the enemy comes in like a flood, and then I continue with it. What books do I go to for help? Do I go back to, does it take me to discouraging things? Or is there something that can help me? And in this, I thought of a couple. Samuel, you remember he took the Ebenezer stone and he said, let's look at this out in the future when another problem comes. Hitherto hath the Lord helped us. Now that would be a good book to add to. With Brother Wright having been prayed for this morning for this back trouble, you know what, if he looked back over his life of how many times God had helped him, but you know what, the devil's not interested in us being able to remember what God has done for us. He would like for us to just focus in on, here's my problem right now. But we can, hitherto hath the Lord helped us. There were also 12 spies that went into the land of Canaan. You know, they all saw the same thing, but two of them said, they're bread for us. The others said, we're like grasshoppers. You know, that happened because of thoughts that went in their mind. I believe two of them remembered back there to the Red Sea. When they stood in front of it and the Egyptians are behind them coming, and there is nothing they can do. And God helped them back then. If he can help me with that, he can help me with anything. That was a long time ago, but you know what? We're all building books ourselves today. The devil would love for us to add to the discouraging books. And we get, it's the biggest volume that I have right now because of troubles happening in my life. But when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord would like to lift up a standard against him. So if someone would get, and we look at this verse often, Psalms 1 and 1 through 3. And if someone gets Psalms 119 and 11, 2 Peter 1 and 4. Caden, if you don't mind to take, or who, yep, okay, with the mic, if you just hand it to them whenever they're ready. Psalms 1 and 1 through 3.
Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night.
So look at that verse. There are some things that he does not do, but there's something that he does do, and he enjoys doing it. It's not a sacrifice. I've got to stop now and read some scripture. His delight is in the law of the Lord, and in this law he meditates day and night. Do you think that would help him when this other happens, when the enemy comes in like a flood? Those two just go together. But I have something to do with it, and it happens in my mental diary, where I am posting things constantly. Things God has done for me, putting them in a book. I want that to be the biggest book that I have. The easiest one for me to reach and get is what God has done for me in the past. Okay, Psalms 119 and 11.
Thy word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against thee.
Okay, pretty small verse there. Thy word I've hid it in my heart that I might not sin against thee. You know what that has, that becomes some of the thoughts. Let the words of my mouth and also the meditations of my heart. What does this say over in 1 and 1? Of Psalms, his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates. His thoughts are going over that law day and night. And I'm doing it that I might not sin against thee. But you know, I want to look at this verse a little more. I want that verse to be valuable to me. Thy word, O Lord, I've hid it in my heart. Not just that I might not sin against thee, that it would keep me from doing wrong. Do you remember Jesus in Matthew 4 when Satan came to him? And you know what? Satan's going to come to every one of us with a temptation. And a temptation doesn't have to be to sin. The temptation can be for discouragement. And he came to him with some temptations. And what did Jesus use to come back against it? He used scripture. It is written. And remember, there was a time where Satan even used a verse, it was written, for a temptation. And Jesus said, yes, but it's written again. There's another verse that if you put it with that, will explain it all. For us to be able to, as we're building this mental diary, we're all building it. We may not call it that. We may call it something else. But as we add to it in our mind, the things that we think the most about, it'll be easy for us to go back to that again. 2 Peter 1 and 4.
Whereby are given unto us exceeding and great precious promises, that by these ye may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust.
Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. But there's another reason I'm hiding in my heart. I would like to see these great and precious promises. I would like to be storing those things away to where when the enemy comes in like a flood, those promises of what God said he will do for me, resist the devil and he will flee from you. You know what? I need that promise to pop up when Satan brings discouraging thoughts to me. This is a promise. There are some other verses. Okay, Isaiah 41 and 10.
Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness.
Thy word have I hid in my heart. Just think if I could keep that scripture hidden, that promise, great and precious promises. That's one of the promises. Fear thou not, I'm with thee. Don't be dismayed, I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Psalms 34 and 7.
The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them.
How valuable is that verse right there to store away in my diary? You ever have a night when you're kind of a little nervous about what may be happening outside? And if this verse would come to you, the angel of the Lord encampeth. He's all around me tonight. I've got that confidence. Encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. Okay, and Isaiah 26 and 3.
Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee.
Okay, that mental diary that I have, the books that I have been building by the thoughts that I've been thinking. This one says, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. I was thinking of a verse over in Acts. There were some people that got saved, and it said Acts 19 and 19. Got saved, and they had some books that they needed to get rid of. You remember it said that they brought their books together, and they burned them. You know, I've thought about this just with my mental library that I build. Sometimes it would be good for me, if I want to have his exceeding great and precious promises to be the large volume in my mind, I'm going to have to dump some other ones that maybe the devil has been coming to me, and he comes enough that it becomes a pattern in my life to go to this book. But I have the ability, negative thinking that has no spiritual benefit. You know, the devil would love to thrive on that, bringing negative thoughts to me. You know, a negative thought, even what Brother Wright was mentioning to us today about the sins that we have committed are not remembered anymore. Would the devil like to use those? He sure would. He would love for every one of us, when we have failed and repented, somewhere down the road, that he would like to go back to that and say, you remember? He's not telling us we haven't been forgiven. But he's saying, do you remember how you fell back then and you're going to fall again? For us to be able to, if it's not going to have any spiritual benefit for me, Lord, help me to be able to recognize it and get rid of those volumes out of this diary that I have that I go back into. 2 Corinthians 10 and 4 through 5.
For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ.
The weapons of our warfare, they're mighty. Can you imagine even to be able to resist the devil and he will flee from you, bringing into captivity every thought? Have you had to work at that?
Yes.
That is amazing how we have to work at that. We're not talking about sinful things today. What I'm talking about is discouragement that can come to me. And I can recognize it as discouragement, and I know it's not coming from God. But I tell you what, I can do some working. It's going to take some working for me to dump that out of my mind and go to these great and precious promises that God has given us. But you know what? It's an exercise that I believe the Lord would have us. It's going to be well worth it in the end of just my daily living, to be able to recognize the weapons of our warfare. They're not carnal, but they're mighty. And they to the bringing into captivity of every thought. You know, I had even just last night thoughts come to me about a subject or something that had just happened. And knowing, okay, you know what? The best thing to do about this one is to pray for that individual. Send up some prayers for them. You know, and then maybe I go back to sleep and I wake up again and there's these thoughts are running through my mind again. You know, this is not something that we can just flip a switch and it's done. But I believe the Lord would like for every one of us to put an effort into. I'm going to check my diary. And Lord, I would like for you to check it with me. Where my thoughts, even in the last 7 days, where they have spent a lot of time. rather than it being something to discourage me more, maybe it hasn't been productive, to be able to say, you know what, the Lord would like to help me next week to be able to recognize when it's Satan coming to me and that I'll be able to resist the devil and he flee from me. I burn that book and I start building some other ones. Okay, so Psalms 34 and 3.
Magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together.
Okay, and then the fourth verse.
I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears.
Okay, and the sixth verse.
This poor man cried and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all of his troubles.
You know, you could build quite a little volume if you worked from verses like that. Magnify the Lord with me. I've been seeing some things that God's been doing. And I want to encourage you, and you tell me some things God's been doing for you and encourage us together. I sought the Lord and he heard me. You know what? If he did it in the past, he will do it again for us. This poor man cried and the Lord heard. Okay, Malachi 3 and 16.
Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it, and the book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name.
A book of remembrance. God has a diary himself. A book of remembrance was written before God of them that feared and thought on his name. Yes. So you know what? If I have an opportunity to build a book of thinking on his name, we heard even last week, this week, as we magnify God and we take a look at the end of Revelations 4, where it says they cast their crowns before him and to him that liveth forever and ever. And it was just a lot of praising went to him, that we would be able to do that because he's building a book of them that thought on his name. If in the last 7 days, the Lord would show me the book of my screen time of thinking on his name, would I say, Lord, next week I'm gonna try to do better? Or would I say, thank you, Lord, it has been a good week. Those that think upon his name, Lord, help me that in my diary there would be some time spent thinking upon his name. Wednesday night prayer meeting. You know what? That's where we all get together and we tell about this past week. God did this for me. He healed this. He helped in this way. Those that thought on his name. I want to be able to have that. You know what? I'm going to think on something. Folks, if we get too wrapped up in politics,
yes,
we're thinking on something.
That's right.
It's a book. And it's a book that we want to be real careful about. Because right beside it is a book that says, thinking on his name. Is it a little thin paperback? Or is it one of those large volumes that I have been thinking on his name? The devil is out today. There are so many things to occupy our mind. Yes. And they're not sinful. There is nothing sinful about listening to the news. But you know what I need to do? I need to look over the last 7 days and check my screen time of how much thought has gone to some of these things. And what I like about this is God's not out to cast us down. What he's out to do is encourage us. There is a way for you to be able to shift your thoughts from this to this. When the Lord, when the devil comes in like a flood, this problem that you have is going to only get worse. And I'll be able to have scripture come to my mind of how God has helped in the past. He'll help out in the future.
Yes, amen.
Psalms 105 and 1 through 2. To me, this verse typifies one of our Wednesday night prayer meetings. If somebody can get it.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people, sing unto him, sing psalms unto him, take ye, talk ye of all his wondrous works.
Make known his deeds among the people. You know what that's done at our services when we say, anybody got Thanksgiving? And somebody said, let me tell you what God has done for me this week. and we share it around. Make known his deeds, talk of all his wondrous works. Well, I've got a book that I would like for us to think about for a little bit this afternoon, called The Book of Thanks. If I were to check mine, would it be a large volume or would it be a little paperback? How much do I spend, not just of the beginning of our prayer service of thanks to the Lord, but throughout the week of having thanks go to the Lord? 1 Thessalonians 5:18 is just a very small verse. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. You know, often I think of that verse whenever I read it. I think of the negative things that happen in my life. Give thanks for them because God's in control of it too. But I would like for us to think it's more than that. It's in everything, give thanks. I think it was maybe this past week, prayer meeting, Sister Sarah gave a testimony of things that the Lord had done for her. And she said, this was a small thing. But you know what? If I put into this category, in everything, give thanks, the small things fit in there with the great big things that he saved me from, that he protected me from. And to be able to give thanks for those. You know, whenever I sit down to eat, I have been trained from a child, don't eat till you give thanks. You know what I want that to be is another time of something from my heart going into this volume called thanks. And I thought about this yesterday. I do it so regular. Do I ever do it? And I hardly even thought about it, except you don't eat till you pray. You know, God, what did it say way back there at the beginning of this? He understands my thoughts afar off. I want him to be whenever I stop to eat and I give him thanks, that from my heart I'm saying, Lord, I recognize one more time, I'm putting it in the books, that I would not be able to eat if you didn't give me the strength. There are people that are so sick they're not able to eat. There are people that are so poor they are not able to eat. God, I recognize you as the giver of this, and I thank you for it. And each time I send it up from my heart and not just from my head. I want to be more careful about that myself. You know, when Jesus got ready to do his miracle on the bread and the fish, he gave thanks. You know what? If Jesus can give, Jesus could have so easily said, this is going to be a miracle like you have never seen before. You watch what I can do. Instead, before he ever did it, he sent back the thanks to his Father. I believe it was an example for us. What is Psalms 100? It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. You know, whenever I give thanks for my food, it's another time of me saying, Lord, I realize it was you that made me and not I was not the one that did it myself. Deuteronomy gives us warnings about that. When thou hast eaten on our full, be real careful that you return with thanks to the Lord, because there's something that can happen. I can come to the place that I say, it was my might, it was my strength that got me these things. I want to build into the volume of thanks. You know, when Daniel knew that he was facing the possibility of going into the lion's den, and he knew what would keep him from going, the decree was, don't pray to anyone else for 30 days. And it says he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day, as he had done aforetime, and he gave thanks. What would you give thanks for when he opened his windows and he knew the spies are watching and they're going to report it and I'll be there probably before nightfall? And yet he gave thanks to the Lord for what? You know, I believe he was thanking the Lord, I'm so glad that when they took me captive, you didn't stay in Jerusalem, but you came with us and you have promised to be with us no matter where it is. And you will be with me in the lion's den if that's where we go. And I can still give thanks to you 3 times a day, just like I did before. There's a verse of a song. It says, I'm so glad I learned to trust him. Precious Jesus, Savior, friend, and I know that thou art with me, and I know that you will be with me until the end. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I've proved him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. Oh, for grace for the one tomorrow that I don't know about what might happen, but that when it does, in everything, I'll be able to give thanks. As Daniel did, when I can't give thanks for anything else, Lord, I thank you that you're still here with me. You promised to always be with us. And let's take that promise, store it away in our mental diary, to where when the enemy comes in and says, God doesn't love you, he's not here to help you, I'll have those promises to be able to stand by. And I want to think about one more book. This one, sometimes we can take it for granted because we've had it so available to us up until now. And that is songs that we can commit to memory. Songs from our songbook that if we will store those things away, you know, that said, thy word I've hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. You know, right behind it, songs are not as valuable as the Bible, but they're real close. Because what they are is a testimony of the person that read the Bible and put it to practice in his life and came back with a testimony for us. There's a verse in Psalm 77 and 6. I call to remembrance my song in the night. I remember when I would wake up at night and there would be a song there come to my mind. How often has God brought a song to your mind when you're in trouble? Or what I really like is when you first wake up in the morning, you haven't had time to think about the things that have to be done for the day, and a song just starts out in your mind. May we have a lot of time today. We think we don't have much time, but we have some time to build some thought diaries, if we will. And I think this is one that's a real important one for us out in the future. Take your songbook, even as we're singing them here. Start learning those verses to where I can recite them when the enemy comes in like a flood. Because I can be, those songs may not even be my testimony at that time. Maybe I'm not there. Maybe I'm in a battle. But I can say it's my prayer. And it was somebody else's testimony. So they made it through it. And I can also. So I would like not to just leave this out in the open, but I'd like to ask the Lord regularly, Lord, would you go through my library?
Yes.
And, you know, it says every way of a man is right in his own eyes. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Don't lean to your own understanding. You know, I can have a book up there that is my own understanding. Lord, this is how you ought to take this problem. I see it. It's just as clear to me, Lord, this is the steps that you need to do. God's way is best. Heart, cease thy struggling to see and know and understand. But for me to take all those volumes of my own reasoning, burn them, and say, Lord, I want to start one that I have your great and precious promises, that they can come to me at the time when the enemy's coming in like a flood. Thy word have I hid in my heart. Lord, help me to spend more time reading your word and storing it away. And you know, maybe I can say, you know what, I'm getting older and I just can't hardly even remember what happened yesterday. But you know, I still go ahead and read the word of God, because he will do what I cannot do in returning it to me again when I need it. And also the power of song. May I look out at the songs that we have, spiritual songs that can lift me up, and store them away in my diary, and the Lord will bring those back for me, and let it be a song in my night. I want him to lead me in the diary that I build, because I tell you what, the devil is out to cause us to have a volume that will bring discouragement, and we can be encouraged, and I'm thankful for that. I desire your prayers.